I think as a parent, we know in our heart of hearts that our job, first and foremost, is to keep our children safe. And when our baby is born, you remember looking down and having that conversation. I know I did. That was one of the first things, other than, hi, I'm your mommy, I remember saying to my daughter when they put her in my arms was, I am going to use my life to protect you, no matter what it takes, and to make you happy, and to make sure you're happy and healthy. And Greg, our producer, I know you probably said the same to your little ones.
You go home from the hospital and you just kind of stare at your wife, and you, and I was like, what are we going to do? Am I able to do this?
Right. Can we do this?
Pressure, yeah.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in, I mean, and we've always lived in that world, right? I think it's changed over the years, but we know in our hearts, those same hearts, that there are not always things we can protect our kids from. Mm-hmm. That is the reality. And so when tragedies like what happened in Florida, another school shooting. And as parents, I'm assuming, I mean, for me, I think all of us, it shakes us to the core, and maybe some affect us or hit us more than others. You know what I mean? Because of where our kids are or how old the kids were. Sandy Hook, I have to be honest, when that happened, just shook me, because Liv was little. And I thought, who, you know, this is now the world we live in. That was the most shocking thing that I remember happening. And I remember being in car line and just not even, you know, seeing other parents and making eye contact and nobody's speaking, but we knew what we were all feeling and wanting to get our kids. Where do we go? What do we do? And here we are again.
Right.
And for those of you, you know, I don't know that it matters, but if you're, I know we have people that listen to MomCast in Florida. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. But honestly, if you have children at all, if you have grandchildren, if you have nieces and nephews, our prayers are with you, because at our house, every night, we pray for protection. But we know that there needs to be more than prayers, right? I mean, there does. There needs to be change. And just when we always think, okay, now something will change, it just seems like, I don't know if we've become used to it. I hope that we haven't.
I think that's it for me. I'm the young millennial dad, right? But, you know, I was in high school when 9/11 happened. So I feel like, at least me personally, I just feel jaded, desensitized to it, which is sad. And then this thing in Florida was actually one of the first times where it started kind of clicking to me, because my son is about to go to kindergarten next year. Mm-hmm. And you have all the faith in the world that the teachers and everything will take care of your child. But you don't know that. And there was a sense of just helplessness. Mm-hmm. Even if I was with him and something happened, what the heck am I going to do? You know, So I think that's the biggest thing for me that all of a sudden has clicked. It's like, yeah, you might be jaded and it's easy to block out if it's not your kids or whatever, but then you still have this dread. I still have this dread of like, what the heck am I going to do even if something happens? Mm-hmm. I don't have any self-defense training. I didn't even,
exactly.
I'm useless. Useless.
Our choices are in life right now. Our choices are to try and make our kids feel safe as much as we can. Make sure they are prepared. Many schools, I know Liv's school, she talks very, I don't want to say nonchalantly, but she will come home and tell me, today we did a barricade drill. Mm-hmm. Kids today do things we never did.
Sure.
As kids, but they're preparing. And as we heard from Florida, these kids were somewhat prepared. I mean, you're never prepared, but there were pictures of students going into barricade mode. You know, they knew something was up. And so there are so many things to look at here. You know, guns, obviously, that's the first thing we all think of. And something has to change there. Mental health issues, training, dealing, something has to happen there. Kids speaking up has to happen. I mean, there are so many elements to this that that have to happen.
And maybe I'm being very idealistic about this, but this kid in Florida, like, just if some kids were kind to this dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just some simple humanity, some human kindness could alter the course of all of this.
Right. And we hear that too. Choose kindness.
Right.
And I think that's good. And I think that is helpful. I mean, everything works together. That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure one thing will fix it. I'm sure one item will help.
Sure.
You know, so we can point to all of those things, but something, you know, I think we as parents are
Something's saying something has to give here. Yep.
So we want to share we're putting out a special MomCast because we want to address this. I think we as parents, you know, want our kids to feel safe. And so we're going to talk today with Dr. David Lowenstein here locally with us, Dr. David Lowenstein of Lowenstein and Associates. And, you know, it's something we have to talk a lot about.
Sure.
I mean, there have been enough shootings where we've talked with David in our jobs in radio. And so I wanted to pass this along to you. So moms, dads, just reminders of how to deal with this. Because it's come up so often, I honestly didn't even want to talk about it again.
Pretend it didn't happen.
Right.
Brush it under the rug and move on.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there are parents now, though, that have never had to deal with this with their kids because they're still young or they're just starting school. So we're all in different phases. So I think the information needs to get out there. And we wanted you to have something, you know, just a touchstone, if nothing else. Someone to kind of talk us down a little bit.
Mommy!
It's the MomCast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
MomCast!
The MomCast.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you. I wish it was under better circumstances.
I know, and we were just saying that with you, that we feel like we always have to do this, and yet, you know, our kids are little. Even when they're bigger, this is tough to understand. So we want to give parents and kids some assistance here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, unfortunately, this is something that we have to, again, talk with our kids about because we know it's going to be talked about at school. Teachers may bring it up. Kids may bring it up. There may even be drills in school. I mean, you know, I can remember growing up and doing the, the atomic bomb drills. Now I'm sure they do shooter drills in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty, you know, unbelievable that we actually have to do this. But I think the best thing to do is to really look at what's going on and with our kids. Are they seeming like they're struggling with it? If they are, we need to talk with them about it. If they're not struggling with it, then at some point go up to their room, find out what they're thinking about it or whatever, if they're old enough to talk about it. To really be honest and open, and you can't promise them things that you can't promise them. You can't promise them that they're going to be safe in their school, but you can promise them that the school's probably going to do as many different kinds of things as they can to keep them safe. That you're going to do as many kind of things that you do at the home to make your kids feel safe. And we all need to remember that we need to be safe and keep an eye on things and things like that. And I guess the thing that I would hope that every kid would do, excuse me, every adult would do, that if you see something suspicious, you need to let somebody know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and hope that this causes some discussion for our kids about gun control, maybe even, or use of weapons or threats or whatever that, unfortunately, we have to deal with our kids about.
Also, and part of that, too, because that is definitely one big step. Another, though, as parents, knowing when we need to intervene with our kid. Because I think sometimes the parents, when something like this happens, and, you know, it's your kid that's threatening to do something or has done something, they many times say, I didn't see this. I don't know what the signs were. What can we say to parents, all parents?
Well, I have a hard time believing that parents aren't aware of what's going on or not what's going on. I mean, I think that, you know, when they see that their son is really kind of, their daughter is doing some things or collecting some things that seem to be inappropriate, I think, yeah. talk with them. I mean, I think that if you communicate with your kids, you're going to hear something. If they're not communicating with you, find out who they're communicating with and keep an eye on them. Look at who they're talking with on social media. Keep an eye on behind them, looking over their shoulder at times with their friends and things like that. I think if, you know, good parents make for good kids in a lot of ways, and you know, keeping aware of where your adolescent daughter is, or your young son is, or your 15-year-old, next door neighbor, whatever, is a good idea to know where they're going, what's going on, what's happening with them. And if they're not sharing that with you, then do more things so they do start sharing some things. You're not expecting them to tell you their deep, dark secrets, but hopefully by talking with them, they're going to give you some information about what's going on,
right,
either as a receiver of this stuff or as an instigator of this stuff.
One other question, because we got a little note from a teacher last night who said she went to bed with a broken heart,
mm-hmm,
and she is dreading going in today because she has little ones. She said they'll go over some drills, and she hates to see those faces of the kids wondering if this could happen at their school. What would you say to the teachers today?
You know, again, it's another time that we realize how important teachers are to our kids. I mean, but we also have to remember the teachers are people also. I hope that, you know, I'm sure every teacher in the United States who's going to work today is wondering, could this happen in my school, in my classroom? I think, you know, what I would say to that teacher is remember what a great person you are as an instigator and as a mentor for all the children in your classroom. They look up to him or, you know, the male or female teacher in there, and really, besides gaining knowledge, really see them as somebody who can help protect them. And I would hope that teachers would talk about the fact that, you know, that his or her job is to make sure that all of their kids in that classroom are safe and secure, and that they will do whatever they can to do that, and really talk about how we feel like a family in there a lot of times. I mean, we're all in this together.
Now, I know there's never an answer. I feel like that. There's no answer for this, really. I think the best thing we can all do is just hug our kids and do what we have control over. There are things we have control over, like the things that we just talked about, being involved in your kids' lives, teaching our kids the best way to defend themselves. I know the schools do that, but I think it's important for parents to have those conversations that are age appropriate, and just making sure that when kids see something that isn't right, that they say something. Have that relationship with your child, and you know, you can do that at a young age. Start that. I feel like, I know kids never tell their parents everything. I think to say that is probably naive, but my daughter will tell me a lot. And she will answer the questions or she'll give things up. And so, you know, be involved enough to know if your child sees something or something's going on with one of the kids at school, that they say something. And as parents, if our kids say something to us, take it further. Talk to someone at school. You know, just don't be afraid. Again, be an active part in what's going on. Hug your kids, hug your families this week. We all need each other, and we move forward. And please share this MomCast with anyone that you think could use it. I think it's a good reminder for all of us. Have a wonderful week, and love one another, and be kind.